State Commission on Children and Families. The chair of the Ways and Means Committee would send this back to the Human Services Subcommittee. Apparently there was an amendment that was omitted out of House Bill 5053, and I would send it back on a motion by the co-chair. Is there objection? That is so ordered. Other bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 2298 relating to school improvements. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2298 establishes the School Improvement Fund and directs the Department of Education to award grants to school districts for activities to increase student achievement. The bill already was passed out of Ways and Means but was referred from the House floor for a technical fix. School districts are to apply for the grant funds and the Department of Education is to award the grants on an ADMW basis. The current language in the BM Gross version is not clear regarding the intended distribution basis, which is ADMW extended. The -B7 amendments clarify this. The Ways and Means Committee recommends approval of House Bill 2298 BM Gross as amended.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? The motion is to recommend House Bill 2298 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation. So ordered. House Bill 2300, Senator Trow.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Last November, voters approved ballot measure one. The second provision of this constitutional amendment directed the legislature to establish a system of equalization grants to eligible school districts which have adopted local option levies, which we approved last session of the legislature. The ballot measure allows the legislature to determine the eligibility criteria and the grant amounts. House Bill 23-B sets up the criteria in a formula that relates the local option levy district and its taxable property value per student to the top 25% of districts. Currently, there are 14 districts which have adopted local option levies. Three are expected to meet the criteria in 2001-03. The total grants are estimated at $422,000, but the amount actually awarded could change because the formula's variable elements are calculated each year. The Education Subcommittee amended the bill to appropriate $600,000 to the local option equalization grant account, since there is a potential for the grants to be higher. The account is continuously appropriated, and if there were excess, it would be available in 2003-05 for the grants. The Education Committee recommends your approval of House Bill 2300-B as amended.
Thank you. Is there a discussion? If not, the motion by Senator Trow is to recommend House Bill 2300 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation. Is there objection? If not, it's ordered. House Bill 2832, Representative Westland.
House Bill 2832 appropriates $15,000 general fund to the Department of Administrative Services for a sculpture honoring former Governor Tom McCall. The Oregon Historical Society will receive the money once the organization has obtained at least $30,000 from other sources for the sculpture. Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee recommend approval of House Bill 2832.
Is there discussion? Is there objection to Representative Westland's motion to recommend House Bill 2832 out to the House with a due pass recommendation? Is there objection? That is so ordered. House Bill 2884, Representative Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 2884 comes to you from the House Judiciary Committee and from the Capital Construction Lottery and Bonding Subcommittee, where it received unanimous support. House Bill 2884 authorizes certain businesses and organizations that provide care or services for children, elderly persons, or dependent persons to request criminal records checks for purposes of evaluating potential employees, contractors, or volunteers. The bill authorizes the Department to charge cost recovery fees for conducting most of the criminal records checks. To cover the estimated cost to conduct checks, to conduct checks of these exempt volunteers, the bill appropriates $18,000 general fund. Subcommittee reviewed the fiscal impact of the bill and adopted the amendments which increase the other fund's expenditure limitation for the Department of State Police. Subcommittee also approved the phase-in of six positions necessary to carry out the required activities. The subcommittee unanimously recommends your approval.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to Representative Schrader's motion to move House Bill 2884 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation? Not, it's been so approved. House Bill 3372, Representative Hill.
He's not here.
Oh, grab his point.
Grab it. Read it. Is there a pony there? Grab it. Read it.
Representative Hill's not there.
Articulately.
Mr. Co-Chair, if I might, having no knowledge of what this bill is about at all. Right. Senate Bill 292, as amended, makes a number of changes to the statutes governing the Economic and Community Development Department.
That's not the right
word. That's the right word.
Wrong bill.
That's not the right word.
3372.
That's it. We'll try this again, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3372 brings a portfolio-based management of information technology resources to state government. This type of portfolio is a compilation of information about an agency's investment in its information technology infrastructure. The Department of Administrative Services would develop and implement statewide standards for portfolio management and inventory of information technology investments. The bill also directs criminal justice agencies to develop a plan to accelerate data sharing and information integration among those agencies. Plans developed to implement these agencies would be submitted to the Joint Legislative Committee on Information Management Technology on a regular basis. It is anticipated that any additional workload or fiscal impact from this bill would be absorbed within the 0103 agency budget. The Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3372B.
Thank you, Representative Hill. Representative Morgan, the co-chair just reminded me that that's the best that Representative Hill has looked in a long time.
That sounded.
Is there
Mr. Co-Chair, I will take that as a compliment.
Is there any further discussion on Representative Morgan's motion to recommend House Bill 3372 out to the Senate with a due pass recommendation? Is there objection?
I don't know.
If not, it's ordered. Representative Winters, I owe you an apology. I overlooked your House Bill 2330 relating to grants for children's services. Representative Winters, I apologize.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I just thought it was the lateness of the hour. And House Bill 2330 restructures the statutory grants made to local commissions on children and families through the State Commission on Children and Families. There is no direct fiscal impact from these changes. Funding levels for the grants remain subject to legislative budget decisions. These grants eliminate two separate grant streams, the Student Retention Initiative grants and Juvenile Services grants, and create instead one flexible grant for children, youth, or families. This grant will support services and initiatives for ages 0 through 18 and families. The Great Start Early Childhood grant is expanded at age 0 through 8, from 0 to 6 now in statute. Both grants are tied to research-based activities and to the local coordinated comprehensive plans. The changes are expected to increase local funding flexibility and simplify accounting. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends your approval of House Bill 2330 as amended.
Thank you, Representative Winters. Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing House Bill 2330 as amended out to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it is ordered. Regaining our momentum, House Bill 3534 relating to veterans. Senator Carno.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3534 appropriates $100,000 general fund to the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs for additional funding to counties for veteran services programs. Of this additional funding, $50,000 will be distributed equally among the counties, while the remaining $50,000 will be distributed proportionately based on the population of the counties. County Veteran Services offices work with the Department of Veterans Affairs in providing counseling, claims, and educational assistance to local veterans. The Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3534.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3534 out to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it's so approved. House Bill 3539.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hill.
House Bill 3539 appropriates $25,000 general fund to the Department of Administrative Services for renovation of a Spanish-American War Soldiers Monument in Portland. The department will transfer the money to the Regional Arts and Culture Council to repair and refurbish the monument. Yes. Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3539.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Moving House Bill 3539 out to the House with a due pass recommendation. If not, it's ordered. House Bill 3554, Representative Co-Chair Westland.
House Bill 3554 appropriates $25,000 for Mid-Columbia Veterans Memorial Complex in the Dalles. The $25,000 is appropriated to the Department of Administrative Services, which will transfer the money to Mid-Columbia Veterans Memorial Committee to be used solely for the construction memorial complex.
The complex will consist of the existing Vietnam Veterans Memorial in the Dalles. It will be flanked by two additional monuments, one honoring a soldier from the Dalles, Warren Kaufman, who was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor posthumously, the other honoring all servicemen and women from Mid-Columbia. The total estimated cost of the complex is $200,000. Citizens in the area are committing $125,000. In-kind and in-cash. This $25,000 and a $50,000 request to the U.S. Congress will provide the balance of the funding. Your subcommittee recommends approval of House Bill 3554.
Is there discussion? Is there objection to moving House Bill 3554 out to the House with a due pass recommendation? If not, it's been so approved. House Bill 3847. Co-Chair Westland.
House Bill 3847 requires the Department of Administrative Services to establish a Veterans Memorial in the Capital area. It also creates a Veterans Memorial Council to advise the Capital Planning Commission on the cost, design, placement, and construction of the memorial. The bill required the Department of Administrative Services to provide staff to support the Veterans Memorial Council and provided an unspecified limitation from the 1% set aside of the capital construction funds for art. Your subcommittee amended the bill to have the Capital Planning Commission staff the council. We deleted the part of the bill that would have diverted money from the set aside funds for art. Instead, we provided $15,000 of other fund capital improvement expenditure limitation to DAS for planning cost of the memorial. We also provide guidance in the budget report that the total cost of the memorial should be in the $130,000 to $150,000 range. We felt this would help the planning process. The Department of Administrative Services can return to the Emergency Board or the next Legislative Assembly for additional expenditure limitation when the plans have been developed. The subcommittee recommends approval of 3847.
Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Trove.
Don't we already have a memorial behind the Veterans Building, a memorial to veterans? We got several, so I recall I've walked by there many times, and I was just wondering, where is this one going to be located?
Well, I think that's up to the Capital Planning Commission.
Okay, but we don't already have one.
Mr. Chair, Senator Trove. Yes, there is a memorial down there by the Veterans Building. That's why the Capital Planning Commission is involved with this to work with the committee, and we're not sure what where the exact location will be or whether it will.
We're going to have another one. That which we're saying.
That's what it seems.
That's fine with me, but I just.
Co-Chair Westman.
And if I may, Mr. Chair, part of this memorial, I think, is to be dedicated to all people who sacrificed in wars, not just veterans of specific wars.
Okay.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing House Bill 3847 out to the House? Well, they do pass recommendations. If not, it is ordered. Senate Bill 292, Representative Hill.
Senate Bill 292, as amended, makes a number of changes in the statutes governing the Economic and Community Development Department. These changes are primarily housekeeping in nature and are expected to improve the efficiency of the department. They include increasing the statutory percentage of infrastructure funds expended in rural and distressed communities from 33% to 60% to reflect the priority given these areas by the legislature, and updating the focus of the department to include information and technology industries. The bill has no fiscal impact. There is a local revenue impact related to a narrowly defined enterprise zone tax exemption for a project in Clatsop County, which was requested by that county. The Subcommittee on Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding recommends approval of Senate Bill 292.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 292 as amended out to the Senate with a do-pass recommendation? Representative Johnson?
I had a question, but in the
interest... Oh, I'm sorry.
In the interest of time, I'm fine to just be recorded as a no.
Okay. Is there further discussion? Is there further objections other than Representative Johnson?
I'm a no.
Senator Yee will be recorded as voting no. Representative Johnson be recorded as no. Representative Butler is recorded as voting no. Anyone else? If not, the motion passes. Senate Bill 659. Senator Yee.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 659 directs the State Commission on Children and Families to help local commissions develop goals and outcomes for services delivered through local plans. It authorizes the State Commission to withhold funds from local commissions who do not meet outcomes they develop. A position has been added to the State Commission's budget to provide the technical assistance and research-based information to support the development of county goals and outcomes for services and programs. Your subcommittee adopted an amendment to Senate Bill 659 that transfers some duties of the State Commission relating to juvenile youth in detention or adjudication to the Juvenile Crime Prevention Advisory Committee, Oregon Youth Authority, and Criminal Justice Commission. These agencies have been performing those duties by agreement with the State Commission. This amendment formalizes the shift and matches the statutory duties of the State Commission to the agency's budget. Your Subcommittee on Human Services recommends passage of Senate Bill 659 as amended to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Is there discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 659 as amended out to the Senate with a do-pass recommendation? If not, it's so ordered. Senate Bill 871, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Senate Bill 871 appropriates general fund money to the Department of Administrative Services for the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial in Oregon Corporation. This nonprofit organization will coordinate statewide activities for the 2003-06 Bicentennial Celebration and represent Oregon at the national level. The subcommittee amended the bill by reducing the original $133,000 appropriation to $100,000. The Capital Construction, Lottery, and Bonding Subcommittee recommends approval of Senate Bill 871 as amended. And, Mr. Chair, I need to declare a conflict. I am a board member of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial Oregon Corporation.
Is there further discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 871 as amended out to the Senate with a do-pass recommendation? If not, it's been so approved. Adoption of conflict amendments. House Bill 3905, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. House Bill 3905 is a bill intended to strengthen county fair boards and revitalize the County Fair Commission. This bill will have a positive impact for the Commission and county fair boards as fundamental reporting responsibilities are established and as the boards become more accountable to the public. The Ways and Means Committee previously approved this bill. It is back before the committee to resolve differences between the bill and a law just signed by the governor, House Bill 2060. The conflict amendments clarify the county fair funds distribution method consistent with the intent of House Bill 3905 while preserving the other amendments to current law provided in House Bill 2060 regarding appointments to the Oregon State Fair Commission. I urge your approval of House Bill 3905 as amended to resolve these technical difficulties in the bill.
Is there discussion? Senator Farrelly.
Mr. Co-Chair, has there been any communication from the governor relative to county fair funding?
Are you asking me?
I am.
Oh. He indicated in one of our brief encounters that he wasn't pleased with a bill that created a roll-up cost to county fairs with the cost of inflation in future biennials. And that bill, I'm not sure what its status is. But beyond that, I haven't had any personal correspondence from the governor in that regard.
Mr. Co-Chair, it's just my concern that this is an issue that we seem to confront perennially here. And I hope that the county fair funding is delivered as appropriated by this body. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Is there further comments? Representative Butler?
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. That's 3530. That's provided for $3.1 million, and it did provide in future biennial that could be increased by CPI, but not to exceed 1% of the total net amount that's available within the lottery system. So it could have provided for modest roll-ups of, I think I calculated the amount to a few hundred thousand in the future if lottery continued to grow. I don't see that happening necessarily without major modifications, but I am concerned about county fair funding. Literally hundreds of thousands of our youth participate in those programs and families as well.
And you might add to that at the conclusion of this current administration, line games will probably be brought online and they'll generate additional revenue. Co-Chair Westman.
Well, if we think we have a problem in this area, we've got 18 hours to work it out, so.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Senator Brown.
I've had no conversations with the governor's office. I don't have any reason to believe that he's going to veto the county fair's budget. The $3.1 million was in the exit plan. We'll get information as quickly as possible, but...
I'm not aware of anything.
I'm not aware of anything either.
Co-Chair Ross?
I just think what's going around, and I don't know how, true or not true. I mean, it's the time of session for rampant rumors, but the governor did express some concern about tying county fair funding to an index. I mean, and that's about it, and how deep that reservation is or... it was a serious comment, casual comment. Like you said, we got 18 hours to figure it out.
Okay. Representative Hayden.
Quick answer, Mr. Chairman. We have the Kiger license plate bill in this committee, which we can pass out almost immediately, which would fund Salem Fairgrounds.
The Tiger Mustang. Is that a baseball name or
something? That get you support of that get you support on that bill if we do it?
And if there are further discussion, I have a feeling this bill's kind of slipping away here. House Bill 3905, the motion by Representative Johnson is to recommend that the bill reported out with the conflict amendments as amended. Is there a discussion? Okay. Is there objection? If not, it's been so ordered. Senate Bill 5527, Co-Chair Westland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Every once in a while, every once in a great while, we make a little uh-oh. And this bill, Department of Human Services, is back before the committee to clarify that the vote taken yesterday on Senate Bill 5527 was on the Dash 8 amendments only, without any handwritten notes or numbers. And although the motion that was voted on was stated correctly, and the printed amendments were correct, inadvertently, the amendments that were included in the members' folders had a handwritten number on it. This doesn't change anything, but we wanted to clarify that the handwritten number is not part of the amendment that was approved.
Is there a discussion? Is there objection to passing Senate Bill 5527 back out with a due pass recommendation to the Senate? Is there objection with the dash 8 amendments? Is there objection? If not, it's so ordered. Announcements. Mr. Stinson?
Full committee.
Full committee.
Several times tomorrow.
What, tonight?
Tonight?
Tomorrow.
probably midday tomorrow, I would guess, on the first poll. Capital construction, lottery sub, probably 9 o'clock.
9:40. Okay, 9 a.m. capital construction, lottery subcommittee. And I'd remind the members there's going to be probably a lengthy floor time tomorrow, both in the Senate and House. And we would ask that if you get a notice of meeting of the committee, that you try to arrive as promptly as possible. We'll try to work around calls of the Senate or the call of the House so its members can attend. Is there any other motions, questions, or concerns? Mr. Simpson, is there another announcement?
17 hours and 30 minutes.
No. To retirement? Okay. We are adjourned.